Jeff Bezos' divorce from his wife has been settled.
Right.
Looks like he did really well. There has to be some giant pile of money somewhere that's not being discussed in this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's getting 75% of their shared shares of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all the voting rights with those shares. He gets all the Washington Post, all of that space blue whatever thingy. Yeah, it doesn't go into what she gets.
No.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah.
She seems like she's smiling, so I guess she's okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a boat ton.
I'm sure she got a lot of, it wasn't like.
She deserved it. She helped build that company. Yeah.
Exactly, right, as it should be.
Yeah.
If she got 1%, she'd be pretty well off for the rest of her life.
Yeah, so she has at least 25% of their shares. Yeah.
Right.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
They had 5 homes. I didn't see a list of how it was all split up, but it was $137 billion.
He's not living in the garage.
So everyone's going to be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to be living in those really nasty, ratty, like, singles apartments.
Right. He's not going to one of those no-tell motels.
Yeah, you're not going to see him, like, going to Goodwill to get clothes anytime soon. Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Neither of them are going to be downgrading any aspect of their life.
Oh,
both
no.
are still smiling. Both are going to continue to live fabulous lives.
They don't even know what ramen is, and they'll never need to know.
Exactly, right. It's the thing that kids eat. Not our kids.
Right, ramen. What is that?
Exactly.
The best.
Lisa Lampanelli selling her house.
Oh.
In Fairfield. Fairfield Beach Road.
Oh, Fairfield Beach.
Nice.
Nice.
It seems like she's downsizing.
Yeah.
Leaving stand up and
right. Simplifying her life.
Yeah, it's 9 rooms, waterfront property, Long Island Sound.
Oh, perfect.
A 0.12 acre level property, deck, balconies, exterior lighting, blah 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 blah.
Sounds nice already.
I love how they say heating system. I'm like, "Oh, really, you think?"
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no getting sticks and hitting 2 stones together.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, best, so I don't have to get an electric heater.
Exactly,
that's good.
Right.
She's looking for $2.4 million.
Well,
seems like a lot.
On the water?
So what's the difference between what it's assessed at and what it's on the market for?
The assessed is the value that the town puts on it, and then they base their taxes off of that. The asking price is whatever you want to ask. You could ask anything for it. The selling price is the market value, what someone is willing to pay for it.
Right. Well, you get the celebrity thing going on, plus the fact on the water. Those are both good things right there.
Right. People like to hear, like to say, "Oh, I bought Lisa Lampanelli."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like selling a car. You ask $2.4 million, but you really take like $1.75 million.
Yeah, because like that price, there's a pretty big price difference between those. Numbers.
The assessment's always much lower.
Yeah, you say what gets me in the house? What makes you leave?
What's that?
You always ask like, okay, so your actual real price, like your bottom price, where would you go? When you're buying the house, it's like buying a car. It's like, okay,
AJ's giving us the formula to buy a house.
What's the best?
You'll be overpaid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I got into a bidding war. I had no idea.
Yeah. You knew you loved the house, and you're like, let's just get this
done.
When
you saw the crap I went to look at for hire, just like, oh, exactly, yeah. I had no problem with that. I paid $6,000 over.
That's not bad.
No.
What's your happiness worth?
Exactly, right. Mm. Yeah, it was a miserable experience looking for houses.
Yeah.
Miserable.
The taxes on this house, $35,000 a year.
I laughed when I saw that.
$35,000.
Oh, my God.
What was that, AJ?
Yeah. I saw that and thought it was low for Fairfield,
Really?
Hmm. Oh.
Ouch.
Fairfield on the water?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
True.
Waterfront property.
Oh, my God. It must be so nice.
Anyone who owns waterfront property in Connecticut can call right now and give us shock and awe because it's not cheap.
See how many times AJ can make that sound.
Imagine that, man. You wake up every morning and there's the sounds and everything. That's cool. That's awesome. You're looking at the water, it just keeps you nice and calm. I love that.
And then you see your tax bill.
Like,
then you collapse.
Walk back outside on the deck, honey. Back outside on the deck.
Then you drown yourself.
Beautiful sunset. Beautiful sunset.
Don't walk into the water. Don't walk into the water. Hey, hey.
Breathe
that
ocean air.
Yeah. Breathe it into your lungs.
All right. I'm not good at math.
Neither am I. So. I mean, worse.
35.
I was told we need math.
Let's go with weekly.
Okay.
It's $700 a week in taxes.
Damn. Exactly.
I guarantee they don't have like trash service though. You're like, you got to pay for that on your own.
Right. Get the water right there.
That's $2,800 a month in taxes.
Storing the water.
$2,800 a month in taxes. And then let's talk about flood insurance.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that kills you.
Yeah.
Because you do the math and then someone says, oh, well, you got to get flood insurance. Okay. Right. Oh, well.
Let's not forget hurricanes, man. They wiped out that area
exactly.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, flood insurance is not cheap.
No, it's not.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys talking about taxes on the front, waterfront properties?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't live in that house, but there's a house in Greenwich that these yearly taxes are $650,000.
No!
Oh, wow. Oh. So this is some guy who's a manager at Walmart.
$650,000 a year in taxes?
Right.
How?
$650,000 a year in taxes.
It's like buying a really nice house every year.
pretty much.
Well, wow. No, it's not, because 650? That money just goes away.
Right, it's true.
It never comes back.
Right.
It's gone.
At least you have a house, yeah. I'm just saying the equivalent of, yes. $650.
Do you know how much the house is worth and who lives in it?
I know who lives in it. I'm not allowed to disclose that.
Gotcha.
But house was bought for about $124 million.
$124 million.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oof. So they must have a pool, I guess, right?
there's a pool.
Like 10 of them.
The house is not that big. It's a property.
Pool is the size of Derby.
Right. The pool is the sound.
Yeah. So do you know some of the amenities in this house? I'm guessing indoor pool, basketball court.
No, nothing crazy in that house.
You're saying the property.
The shoreline, I think it's the biggest shoreline in the northeast, over 5 miles.
Oh, wow. It's a big property.
It got two islands that belong to that property.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I can see that. So imagine Phil, you know, mowing that.
That's nice.
Oh, my God. We have to get them together.
A push behind.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Wow. That's at least a couple hours right there.
And does it have a dock with the ability to dock a yacht?
There is a dock, if I remember right, to dock a yacht. Depends what size, though. I think like about 30, 40 feet, yeah, you can dock over there.
Helicopter pad?
The what?
A helicopter pad?
No.
No. Oh, interesting.
So, I got to put one in now.
At least the dynasty walked over there. I don't know if they built something else since then in the property. There was only one car garage.
One car garage.
One car garage.
Oh, hell no.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I want at least 24 car garage on a property like that. Are you kidding me?
Wow, one car garage.
Yeah.
The house itself is not amazing, if you ask me.
Sounds like it's all the property.
Exactly, right. So you knock that down, put something up. That's good.
Yeah. I think I might have found it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how many houses for $124 million?
Right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Imagine that. No worrying about neighbors. Yeah, you can sit there, you can barbecue without somebody bothering you. That's awesome. Someone sneezes next door, you're like, bless you.
$124,650,000 in taxes. At least I could barbecue without people bothering
me. You can be as loud as you want in the bathroom without worrying about anybody else.
Yeah.
Didn't hear that, did you? With the windows open, sorry.
That's sick money.
That wasn't the truck stopping. Mm-hmm. That was me.
Sick money.
Yep.
I mean, how much money do you have if you're buying a house for $124 million and you don't own one house if you have...
Yeah, and what do you do for a living to make that kind of money?
I'd love to know that.
That's what I want to know. What do you do?
Okay, I think I might have found who owns it. A guy named Michael Milken.
It sounds familiar.
Who's a finance dude, of course.
That's why.
No, Michael Milken. Didn't he go to jail for like this Wall Street thing? Look him up.
Let's see here.
I hear Phil texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Yes.
Fined $600
million.
Oh. So this is, let me see what that.
He was fined $600 million.
Wow. So this article is from 2014 that I found. Yeah. So it could have been sold, bought, who knows.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a whole thing. Like the trial went on forever and.
Yep, they're milking it.
I think he.
He's milking it.
cooperated, which means other people went to prison.
Rolled over, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's good to see that he wasn't affected that badly.
No, not at all, no. Life goes on.
Jesus.
Yep.
Looks like he did go to prison.
Yeah. That's what AJ was saying, yeah. Or Pam. Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Listen to us now. We're all depressed.
We are. I really am.
Between Kurt Cobain dying, you guys don't care about.
Yeah, what about happening to Fridays being fun?
Yeah, where's this comedian?
Adam, get over here!
Oh, wait, hold on.
Sharon and Guilford. Your parents have a house on the water?
Yeah, and Guilford grew up there. It sounds like a shack compared to that other place.
Yeah, that's Greenwich, and it sounds like...
5 miles of coastline? I mean, come
5 miles?
5 miles,
is that even
possible?
That's
crazy.
A small town, basically.
Is it possible?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
125 million, it better be. Mm.
But tell us about your parents' house.
Well, it's right on the water. There's actually a rock in the house, built in around the house, and no dock or anything like that, but right on the water. And about $42,000 a year in taxes.
42?
And I also live in Guilford, and I have a much smaller house. It's 6,000.
And no rock.
Yeah. Wow, what a difference.
And no rock.
And no rock, yeah.
That's interesting. So they built the house around this rock on the shoreline.
Yes. Yeah. It's in the kitchen, yep.
Right. Kitchen
and
rock.
What's it, is it used as a countertop or a wall or?
Cracking eggs.
Kids, no, we used to climb on it.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful house. I got married there, and my son's getting married there.
Oh, that sounds
sick.
Mom's in the kitchen getting her rocks off again.
What do your parents do? How do you get that kind of money?
Printing company.
Can you print money?
Yeah, right.
We used to have licenses for all the NFL wristbands and MLB wristbands.
Okay.
You can afford a house with a rock then.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when they bought it, it was cheap.
Right.
Right. So there's a rock in the middle of it. Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, a lot of people, well, not a lot, but some people live on the shoreline. They bought the house a long time ago. It was a shack, and then they built it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they still tax them, these people that inherited these houses. I mean, this house is beautiful, but they inherit these smaller houses, and then they still charge them so much.
Can you imagine stubbing your toe on that rock?
Exactly.
So, I told you
anyway.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, and forget flood insurance. You don't even bother having it because it would be ridiculous. It's cheaper just to, if some damage is done, then you just pay for it.
Oh, really?
Gotcha. It's cheaper than insurance. I see that.
Well, if you have a mortgage, you have to have the flood insurance.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
So your parents own that outright.
Correct.
All right.
Exactly. All right, have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like a great place to get married.
Yeah, with a rock in the middle. That's cool.
All right, so we'll crank it up now, AJ.
Rocking house. Thank you. I'll be happy.
It's funny. We were hearing about this $124 million house. We all got depressed.
We did.
I went home and kicked my house.
The air just got sucked out of it. It was like...
I started the break sitting up straight. Now I'm really hunched over.
Yeah,
seriously.
My head's down.
I'm
wilted.
It's a treat to be able to talk to Live Nation Concert God Jimmy Complic 2 days in a row. I wish it was under better circumstances. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. So Ozzy announces yesterday's canceling all of his 2019 dates, including Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, postponing is a better word.
Postponing.
Right.
Right.
Because
we've been working on this for about a week and a half now, just trying to marry all the dates that we're playing in June in 2019 to the just about same dates in 2020, which in most of the country we were successful in doing, including Connecticut. It's literally the same weekend as this year, next year.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Well, a time machine.
And do you have more details than has been released to us with Ozzy?
No, I don't. I truly don't have more details, but I would never invade his privacy that way anyway,
right.
If I did, when it comes to illnesses.
Yeah.
You know, when Mick Jagger was... I knew about his heart, but I didn't want to tell anybody about it because I knew about it a day in advance. You know, it's health issues. So,
right. Let the artists release what they want to release.
Yeah. I really do believe that. It's a little spooky how, you know, we've talked in the past about all the artists that have been passing away And now all of a sudden we're seeming to get a lot of artists that are getting seriously ill, which is really a shame.
Yeah.
Which I always say to people, go see them. You may never see them again. I when you're a certain age and you want to see certain artists, make sure you go see them because they may never come back around again.
The Rolling Stones, how was that tour selling before this news?
Tremendous.
Oh, okay.
I have to tell you, I was personally shocked at stadiums. I didn't think people that old would want to be sitting so far away in a stadium. And they're not Live Nation shows, so I'm not patting Live Nation on the back in any way. But they were selling tremendously well.
And then Kurt Cobain, 25 years ago today, took his own life. Do you have any... did you book Nirvana?
Yeah, I had Nirvana up at the Springfield Civic Center. If I remember correctly, it was Pearl Jam and the Chili Peppers.
It's like my dream.
Pretty amazing show.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I don't quite remember. It was in 1991, I think. But I had no discussions with anybody in any of the bands that time. It was just such a fast moving thing at the time that we were putting all these bands on. They were all hot, but we didn't even sell out. We had those three acts on the show, and we didn't even sell out.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable.
Now, Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, and Nirvana, and it doesn't sell out.
That's amazing.
Jesus.
Yep.
Can't believe it.
Did you have any, were you there? Were you backstage? Did you have any interaction with Kurt Cobain?
I was backstage, but I had no interaction with Kurt, only Dave Grohl that night.
Oh, wow.
Dave's more the open one, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty, you know what, I'm wrong. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, and Pumpkins, I think, was the package.
Pumpkins, okay.
Yeah.
Still great. That was,
still
an amazing show.
It was
show.
Amazing.
And then Layne Staley died on the same day Kurt Cobain did, not the same year, but from Alice in Chains. Have you brought Alice in Chains to Connecticut?
Yeah, I brought Alice in Chains to Connecticut. We've had Alice in Chains at Mohegan Sun a few times.
And another great band, just gone too soon.
Yes, and these were young people. You know, that's the true tragedy when somebody dies before their time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe now they have a new lead singer, if I'm not mistaken. They're like hitting the road again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's
weird how close Jerry Cantrell sounds to Layne Staley.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the idea, though, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, keep rolling.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming on. So if you have tickets for Ozzy at Mohegan Sun, hold on to them. Ozzy will be back around next year.
Yep, absolutely. Well, right. I shouldn't say absolutely.
Yeah, really. I might see him fall again, yeah.
Son! On paper right now, son! Absolutely.
I fell, son!
All right, thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. All right. See you Thursday.
Adam Ferrara in studio.
Hello.
He's at Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, we got a bull now.
Tonight, tomorrow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, there's a mechanic. I walked in, because it's all different.
Yeah.
So I walked in. I knew when I saw, because I come see you guys every time I'm here. I look forward to it. And then when I saw the schedule, it says Comic Roadhouse. I go, what Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze going to be there?
I walk in, I'm like, is Patrick Swayze going to be here?
Right.
Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
We know it ends. Yeah. He cares that guy's throat out.
Ben Gazzara's going to run me off the road.
Exactly. I was wondering if you were going to be in a cowboy hat tonight.
Yeah. Until that bear falls on him.
And then I walk in, and I'm like, they got a mechanical bull. And I'm like, Mark, I'm not getting on this bull. I don't know what you have in mind for the late show.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Although, who wouldn't pay to see that?
I have balls, okay? And
you want to keep them?
The bull seems to like smash them, so
exactly.
I'm not.
Oh. Right.
Look at you.
Listen,
I didn't think about that, yeah.
You didn't think about it?
No.
I'm very protective.
Although.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Although, that's why you got to hold yourself down.
Yeah. Although, imagine doing a set while on the bull.
No.
I don't even want to think about it.
No.
If Mark offered you a night's pay to go up and do that at the end of your show so you'd get paid double, would you do it?
Probably not.
Really?
Probably not.
Probably not.
See, we got a little bit closer to a maybe.
I'm saying probably not. If I hit at the tables, nah.
Yeah, right.
If I'm down.
Yeah.
And I got to get back.
Yeah, where's that bull?
Right.
Yeah, where's that bull?
Yeah. All right, Mark, how much?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. As long as I can be sitting there in shorts behind me, I'm good.
Crank up the bull.
Right. He has on his chaps. He's ready to go.
I didn't pull the jack. Yeah. Crank up the bull.
Yeah, what's with the oil? Yeah.
It's funny watching that because everybody who goes on those, they think they're doing good, but they're in slow.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to hold that thing down.
It's a matter of time and a matter of alcohol.
Yeah.
Right. Not gonna,
yeah, we all saw Stir Craze at the end with Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all gonna be like, oh, look, I can do it. There's no problem.
Yeah.
Look, he went to a six. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
High speed.
Exactly.
Gary Bamonte's on from Pepe's Pizza.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Gary.
Hey. Good, thanks.
Yo.
Run us. Adam Ferrara's in studio.
Hi.
Gary's a big car guy, by
Hi,
the way.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Top
AJ's
man.
A big car guy.
Don't trust the cousin, Gary. Don't trust cousin Sally.
What's going on?
Hey, so bring us through that story, Pepe Sally's.
Salvatore Consiglio was my grandfather, Frank Pepe's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
So he learned how to make pizza from his uncle. And when my grandfather moved to the larger location in 1936, Sally's mother put him in business for himself. And that's Salvatore's Sally's Pizza. So
was there some family tension there then?
No, not at all. Not
were
at
there
all.
Any was there any rules? Like, I don't want it near schools. I don't want it sold to children.
Exactly.
No animosity between the families. Ricky and Bobby, you know, we had a splendid relationship. I mean, you know.
There was no problem with it because it's right down. It's on the same street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a Sicilian
way. There wasn't like, hey, can't you go a couple neighborhoods away?
Yeah.
There's none of that.
What's the matter with you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a matter of fact, the same company that built my grandfather's oven built their oven.
Ah, okay.
So. Trying to get their own.
Exactly.
You've always been a friend to me. Now I need you to be loyal to Sally.
All right, thank you. We were telling Adam about your pizza, by the way.
Yeah, it's a whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. So he's going to be up where? Mohegan Sun?
Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Right by the escalator.
We got a Pepe's in there.
Yep.
All right.
By the escalator, yep. By the heading to the earth.
Did you send Fredo out to learn to the casino business to learn that one?
That's right. Alfredo's running Pepe's in the Mohegan Sun.
I'm smart, too,
I'm
Mike.
I'm smart.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gary, if Pepe's in New Haven is a 10, what would Pepe's at Mohegan Sun be?
Nine.
See?
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I know it's always packed.
Yeah.
Every time I pass by.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like I'm going to
slice. It's the best pizza you're going to get in Mohegan Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our locations are very, very close to the original.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
We try.
A 9. For Pepe's is like a 10 anywhere else.
I need like a little laminate to say I know Gary so I can get past the line.
Yeah, how can
Sally
we...
was hot for my deal, wasn't he, Gary?
if Adam wants pizza there tonight, how do we get him ahead of the line?
I'd have to contact the manager there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You got pull, you know.
All right.
You know, you got... Gotta let me know.
All right, I'll talk
Look,
to you after
if I'm
the
gonna
show.
Call in a favor, it's not gonna be for that.
That's a good point.
I'll be honest, don't bother the man for that. It's important stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Gary, thank you, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right,
thanks, Gary.
Adam Ferrara's in studios at Mohegan Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun.
Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun.
There you go, see?
Right by Pepe's Pizza.
Right by Pepe's.
Can't miss it.
Sean, you have a story about Louis' lunch?
Hey, Sean. Again. Sean!
Hey, Sean.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Sean, is this a bad time?
Yeah. Sean, are you busy?
No, I'm not busy.
All right.
I'm here.
You're on.
That was sarcasm. Yeah.
So, no, I just wanted to comment on the Pepe's and the Lou's. Yeah, Pepe's is amazing. We go there all the time.
Who's with you right now?
My roommate.
Oh. Put him on.
I've been going there first.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I started going there at 14, so I got some.
Which was what, an hour ago?
My God, right? So chatty.
I can tell you, my 23 still goes there himself.
Who?
Who?
So that's what we do. But Patrick, amazing. The trick and the secret is that you slice provolone, not shredded mozzarella.
Gotcha. Okay. Right, that's the whole thing.
I thought you were calling him Louis.
Oh, yeah, Louise is the bomb. Also, that's our late night spot. Right.
Did you guys finish the joint?
Yeah, Jeff is the grandson, and he's, you know, they've been there since 1908, and their food's amazing.
They invented the hamburger. That's what Adam is.
Everything they got, their potato salad's amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah, and they're open until like 3 o'clock on the weekends, and it's a really good spot after the bars.
All right, thank you, brother.
Very good.
Appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Yeah, finish rest of the joint.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Dude, run.
Do you look around for good spots when you're in different towns or wherever?
Right now, I don't have to go anywhere. The information's coming to me. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Look at that. Yeah. See, it's called respect.
That's it. Now, the pizza place, so they franchise the pizza.
Yeah.
The Pepe. Now, is Sally's out there too, or is it just Pepe's?
Sally's hasn't. They just sold. The family sold it, and they're about to franchise.
Okay. So, Sally Pepe? Pepe Sally? What are they going to call it?
No, it's going to be two different. One's going to be Pepe's, one's going to be Sally's.
So, one's going to be at Foxwoods, and one's going to be at Mohegan Sun.
I'm sure
that's exactly what's going to happen.
But
Sally's will be at Foxwoods.
Nothing at Springfield.
Yeah. Keith and Seymour says he has a Louis lunch story.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you, Keith?
Pretty good. I'm a hamburger person, so my ex-girlfriend back then worked in downtown New Haven, so she told me about this place because I'm originally from Stamford, never heard of it.
Okay.
Coincidentally, they had like a out-of-town tour bus giving the tour of, you know, New Haven and spots, this, that, and the other thing. So there was a line a mile long of Pepe's. Louis Lunch, I'm sorry.
Right.
So on the way out of all these people getting on the bus from Louis Lunch, including myself, no offense, but thank God there was a garbage can there. Everybody took that little soggy hamburger and chucked it right in the freaking garbage.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Huh?
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
No.
Then I'm lying.
You are.
No. There were 15 hamburgers getting thrown in that garbage can.
Nope.
They gave you a piece of meat on a soggy piece of white
didn't
bread.
Happen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, didn't no happen. One's going to throw out a Louis Lunch burger. Maybe one person, the vegetarian.
Okay,
the
forget that. Who gets on a tour bus and says, you know what? Take me to where they invented the hamburger.
Greasy piece of meat on white bread. Whoever heard of it? But
and what do you
is
even know?
Is this Sally?
About? Yeah, really.
Is this Sally?
What is this?
Who walks around?
All right. So in other words, guys, when you're
all right, get off the phone.
Get off my phone.
Jesus.
Well,
I didn't think I'd get into a fight over. Hamburger.
The Hamburger Wars.
You know, you see Adam Ferrara is going to be in studio. You don't think you're going to get into an argument with
I found it best to stay out of family arguments.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I didn't know what this guy, you guys, you were getting very passionate about
there's
the whole
no
thing.
Way 15 people all throughout the burger.
Easy,
like maybe one person
easy.
Was like, oh, it's too greasy.
You just take a deep breath. Look at you getting all wound up.
I'm like Adam when he goes to bed.
It just keeps, yeah. No, you
just
don't know.
Going. Yep.
It just, but yeah, but you're getting real animated about that. I'm like, you're getting all defensive. They invented
no, but you
that.
Know what? He's calling.
The hamburger was invented here.
This is one of those guys. He's going to crap on something just because everybody likes it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
They call that a troll.
That's a troll.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Get back under your bridge.
Yeah. Ketchup Bob Norwalk.
All right, look, Phil, it's not a crime to put ketchup on steak. In fact, I put A1 and ketchup on my steak.
You put ketchup on ketchup?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put ketchup on my eggs.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes maple syrup.
You got to put red hot sauce.
Hot sauce and ketchup Frank's, I like on my eggs.
Yep.
You put maple syrup? Hold on, Bob. You put maple syrup on your eggs?
Yeah.
She injects it.
Yeah. Just a little bit. I don't
That's
douse
weird.
It. I just do a little sweetness. Sometimes it's really good if you have like those little sausages.
Mm-hmm.
You right. mix like the.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but you put in the eggs with that. Oh, it's divine. Yeah.
You've seen what she eats.
Divine.
Yeah, I'm a mixer.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. What's your point? I gotta do a break.
No,
here.
My point. I haven't been to Louis Lunch yet, and I think I could figure out a way to get in ketchup on that burger.
Well, you got it on you all the time. You got a friggin' big bottle in your pocket.
Right.
Well, there's ways, but I don't want to say.
They're not going to pat you down. They're going to pat you down. You contraband ketchup.
In Bob's mind, the Mission Impossible theme is playing as he walks into Louis.
Yeah, it's
Lunch.
A lot slower though. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. No suspending from the ceiling
right.
though.
Right. Yeah.
We love you, Bob.
I like ketchup on steak, though. I do.
You put ketchup on your Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even better.
He does. Bob. Better. I'm not kidding. Nope, he does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put on ice cream, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
All right, thank you, Bob.
All right.
Yes. All right, one more. Sean and Cheshire, Louie's Lunch, what do you got?
Hey, I got a real quick story. I went to Louie's Lunch for my first time there. I'm in line. I told them I want a cheeseburger well done, because you got to ask for it well done if you don't want it to be all run.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. And then I said, can you put some ketchup and mayonnaise on that, bud? First time there. So he just kept his back. He didn't, you know, toward me. He didn't say anything. I said, did you hear me, buddy? And he goes,
said, buddy.
Read the effing sign. And I look, and there's that ketchup bottle with a circle and a cross through it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Read the effing sign.
Exactly.
Well, it's not really reading. It's just looking.
Exactly.
There's no words.
So he blew me off. Really,
right. That's true.
So let's have that kind of debate, shall
right.
we?
Yeah. Well, do I have to read it or am I holding a spatula?
Exactly.
Let's get this right.
Right.
So he didn't say a word to me. He blew me off. About 10 other people came in and ordered, and I had to sit there and wait for a good hour until I got my hamburger.
Oh, no.
That's funny. It was well done, though.
Oh, yeah. Adam Ferrara in studio.
Hello.
You know him from Rescue Me, Nurse Jackie. All those car shows.
Top Gear. Yep.
U.S.
He's at Comics Roadhouse Mohegan Sun tonight.
Yep.
And tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, and tomorrow night. Yeah. Sunday or no?
Sunday. I got to go home.
Tonight and tomorrow.
I got stuff to do.
Also, right?
You have stuff to do? What, the wife's going to tell you?
I got stuff to do.
Oh, my God.
Home. Mm. I got to go. I got to pack. I'm going to Barrett Jackson next week. So I'll
nice.
Be at the car auction in Palm Beach.
Beautiful. Right? You doing commentating or just kind of hanging?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna shoot some content for him, and then I hang around the auctions and stuff.
Nice.
So what is that? Shoot content.
It's like I go around. I'll do like little pieces on different kind of cars. I interview some people, and then provide them some content. And then
so now, when you talk about a car on television, do you get a million emails like, "Oh, you forgot to mention blah blah blah"?
Yeah, you get like some people super get really nerdy checkers. And stuff.
Yes, they do,
which is really cool.
They're into
it. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you're into it. Like if you want, I'll tell you what. I've been doing this. It's been working well. Go to my website. Send me an email. Look at the docket of what cars are going to be there.
Yeah,
and if you want to see a closer look at them. Just send me, let me know what the number and what car you want to see. And if I get a chance, I'll shoot a video and post it up online.
Oh,
that's
okay. Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I got a bunch of guys.
Like
I know there's a Ford Falcon they want to see. There's
I love
an
Falcons.
Old,
I do too.
Freaking love
that
Falcons,
was the beginning
man.
Of the Maverick. Eventually it evolved into it.
It
evolved into the Maverick.
It became the Mustang. And then what happens, you had the Falcon, you had the Comet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Falcon and Comet.
Comet was a Mercury.
Yeah, exactly. That was like just like you had the Mustang and you had the Cougar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it kind of ran that type of thing.
Cougar's a middle-aged woman who likes young guys.
Basically, very nice. Yeah, very hot.
I have a picture of a purple cougar from 60 million years ago. I just got done time traveling.
Right.
You know?
I heard that on the way in, too. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You know what you do? You don't even have to, like, play the lottery. You go and get some of these cars, like in the 70s. Uh-huh. Those cars from the 60s were selling for like $100.
Oh, my God. I sit there and watch and I'm with Barrett Jackson. I'm like, had that one. I sold mine for $200. They got $67,000. Great. That's the worst.
It's nuts.
I've had 56 friggin' cars so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like,
56.
What?
56. Yeah. Not all of them lasted long. You know, there was
right.
Some
some of them you didn't register.
No, register, but just didn't last long.
I don't count the cars that I bought that sat in the yard.
If it never registered, sold it. If it had plates on it and I used it, I count it.
Mm-hmm.
So all those 56. Cars were used.
56.
Exactly. Yeah. So far, I know there'll be a lot more.
What was your first car, Adam?
The first car I had was a 70 Coupe DeVille that my mother burnt the back seat out. She flicked a cigarette out the window.
And didn't make it.
Came back in. We didn't know it. Next morning, we woke up, and there's smoke.
She yelled, rescue me.
Yeah, it looked like someone was elected a pope.
Exactly.
Smoke coming out of the So my father
white
and I...
smoke is good.
White smoke.
Good. Yeah.
So my father and I went out. We took the back seat out, and we realized we can get lengths of pipe from the trunk through the two front seats under the dashboard, and that became the plumbing truck. And I used to run pipe back and forth to jobs.
Nice. Yeah, long trunk.
Yeah,
why not?
And we would put the tools back. I took my road test in that car. My father said, listen, during your road test, don't hit the brakes because the torch will come and hit you in the back of the
exactly,
head.
Exactly, yeah.
And they'll probably fail you.
Yep.
I said, Pop, I don't think that's going to be on the test.
Right.
So that was my first car, that acrid-smelling
green
Coupe DeVille. But it never really ran.
Yeah.
You know, so, but after that, my grandfather passed away, and I was on the dead relatives inheritance program.
Nice.
So I was the next one.
Oh, nice. You were next in line for that one.
Right.
So I got an 81 Dodge Aries K.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's crap. with a K.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Front-wheel drive.
Those are the cars that supposedly saved Chrysler, the K cars.
No, what saved Chrysler was the minivan. Did.
Well, but they also said that the K car also, because they all were cheap and they bought like crazy.
They really, front-wheel drive. Yeah. The only good thing about taking that car when I was in high school is I could park in a teacher's lot.
You could. Because
nobody's right. No one would believe that's a student's car.
Yeah, it's not a student's car at all, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, my first car I actually bought from our high school auto shop. I was going into class. I was parking my bicycle, because that's what I had at the time I lived down the street. And it was a 66 Ford Fairlane 500 two-door hardtop in the area where they dissect the cars. And I'm, like, curious about it. So as I walked into the school, I asked the teacher, Mr. Murphy, I'm like, what's happening with that car over there? He goes, oh, we're going to use it for – I was donating. We're going to use it for lessons. I go, you want to sell it? He goes, how much you got? I had $100 for my high school ring deposit on me.
Oh,
I go,
boy.
I got $100 right out of my hand. He goes, sold. He goes, I'll drop it at your house where you live.
Wow!
Yeah, they got the car for free.
He delivered it. Yeah,
right.
I spent. It needed a left rear leaf spring. Mm-hmm. So I spent. I went to a Peconic Avenue on Long Island where they had all the junkyards.
I feel like this is a lot.
I used one for $35.
Start at the end.
$40. So.
He's so into this.
For $175, I had a really cool car.
$29. We're finding out street names
altogether. Yep.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah. It only made left turns because of the leaf spring.
Right. Exactly.
Breaking news. Anna Ferrara is in studio and has discovered that, yes, in fact, the hamburger was invented in New Haven.
No, I have not discovered such a thing.
Really?
Okay, here we go.
What's the first thing when you Google where was the hamburger invented? Right here, very first thing. According to Connecticut Congresswoman, the hamburger.
Okay, back up. Patty, back up. According to a Connecticut Congresswoman, you're going to believe a politician, you butts?
There's a little problem with that. She's not going to say it if it wasn't true.
There was a big debate between Connecticut and some other place.
Chicago.
Yeah, how about like this? That. Hamburg, Germany. Don't you think that's an excellent choice?
I would think Hamburg, hamburger.
Hamburger.
Right, right.
Is that what your internet told you?
I'm guessing. Look at you. My guess is something different.
The one you edited?
He's on Goggle.
Yeah, well, you guys got, it's a 1900 in New Haven. First of all, how new could it be if it was a 1900? How new is New Haven?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Old Haven, yeah.
It's pretty old now.
Right.
So what we did is when we came over here from England, mm-hmm. we just named everything like New Britain, England, New London.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have all of that here.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that was 1900. But then if you scroll down a little bit, Hamburg, Germany, 1891, 9 years earlier. And in Hamburg, you can get ketchup.
Right. They call something different. They call
it because I need it because it's not good.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they call it Blitzkrieg. Yeah.
I feel like any place in the world you're going to get yelled at for asking for ketchup.
Well, that's just being nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just how they talk. Mm-hmm. They're very angry
They're
people.
They're just angry.
Just angry people.
I could say that because I have a little German blood in me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we got.
I don't know. But
you're on the board.
Yeah, don't believe the internet.
No, I don't believe the politician.
No one does, yeah.
It's a little weak part of my story there.
A little bit.
That's all right. So when do you leave? 2 weeks?
Four.
4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She leaves your
show
weeks.
In two.
Right. So are you going to be on like, where are you going to be stationed? Do you know that?
I'm not sure. So after boot camp.
I'm pretty
camp,
sure it's a boat.
I hope so.
Well, they said Petaluma, right?
Well, that's where I'm doing my school training after boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing radio for them, you're going to be on shore. You're not going to be out in a boat.
There is an opportunity for the job to be on a cutter, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What would you prefer?
I would love to be on a cutter.
Yeah?
Love it.
She wants to sleep John B., yes.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good.
I got sick on the Circle Line. I'm not
going. Really. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Port Jeff Ferry. I'm like, bleh.
Oh, that's right.
I got sick on the Port Jeff Ferry. We had a 25-foot sea ray. We used to go camping at Lake George.
Oh, upstate. Wow.
I love Lake George.
Yeah. You ever see Italians camp? My mother's hanging cheese and salami
exactly.
And trees.
Right. They're wearing ties.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I've never seen.
They're in three-piece suits.
Exactly, right.
Fishing off the dock like, hey, I hope I don't catch a witness.
I see a guy. Yeah, exactly. I see a guy in a three-piece suit fishing. They forgot to take something off the body.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get it back again.
They're in floor shime shoes. They're using pepperoni for bait.
Exactly, right. They catch all the Italian fish.
Yeah, Italians not known for their camping skills.
No. Or fishing,
So you want to be on a cutter.
Yeah, I would like to, yeah.
And what is the fascination? I'm intrigued. What is the fascination with the Coast Guard?
When I was living in New Jersey, I was in a lifeguard, and I just was right next door to where they did their boot camp.
Being a lifeguard in Jersey is not that hard. The water's so polluted, you can walk on it.
No one goes
in
the
water. There are waves.
No one goes in the water because they want to mess their hair up.
Right.
I got gel in my hair.
In Jersey, you get to pick who you save.
Hey, I'm wearing my chains. I'm not going to water.
Screw that guy.
Hey, these are Sergio trunks. These are Sergio trunks I'm wearing.
For God's sake, this don't get wet. I just look good.
Exactly. It's not made to get wet. I'm going to get sand in my eye rock.
So... You're in Jersey, you see the boats out there, and you think, one day.
Yeah, I was like, what
that's
is
exactly
this?
What happened.
Yeah, someone told me about it, and I was like, that sounds cool.
Right.
And I was going to do it, but then I ended up getting a job at a radio station instead, which was another passion of mine. So, and I remember when I was going through the interviews, I was like, all right, if I don't get this job, then I'm going to figure
sign
out.
Sign up for the Coast Guard.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You go.
So you got to a point in your life where you found that it wasn't too late.
Yeah, exactly, because I thought it was too late forever. And then I found out it wasn't.
And you're going to boot camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that might be.
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
It's more like deck shoe camp. Yeah.
I got to
I couldn't
graduate from that.
I couldn't even do the spin class. I'm not going to.
Yeah, really?
You could.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, people like yelling at you.
Yeah, really.
That's cool. I had a trainer once. I had to get ready for this movie, so I got a trainer. And so he's got me, and he was next Army Ranger.
Oh, no.
So I'm on the treadmill, so for endurance, right? So I'm walking on the treadmill, and he's got me doing curls, you know, lightweight curls.
Well, a lot of them.
Yeah, on the treadmill.
Yeah, on the treadmill. So, you know, coordination.
Multitasking.
And so, after a while, you hit fatigue. I'm like, all right, I got to stop. He goes, you work through that pain, Ferrara. You push through that. Pain is weakness leaving your body.
And your pain's up.
And I went like this. I said, look. We're not storming the beaches of Anzio.
Right.
I have a double chin on camera. That's all we're trying to accomplish.
Right.
I'm not saving lives.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting for justice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't want to look
down a rope
fat
in the middle
at a
of the
bad
night.
Angle.
Yeah, you have a flashback. Or
calm
what?
Down.
Right. And you're paying him.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'm paying you. All right, idiot.
Yeah.
It definitely worked, though.
Is Fred still here, Fred?
I'm hanging.
Hey, Fred.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
What'd you invent? Soup.
You know, chicken noodle, ever hear of it?
We invented water.
Hey, Adam, always enjoyed Top Gear. Enjoyed
thank you,
the
pal.
Show greatly.
It really is a good show. Who doesn't watch that show and say, I wish that was me doing that?
Seriously, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that you started with humble beginnings with a Thunderbird Turbo Coupe or Coupe, whatever it is.
85, yeah. I bought it for my brother, and he overcharged me, Fred.
Go find
is this the brother that's at Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, my brother Johnny, yeah.
Oh, you should go to Pepe's and just sign it to his room now.
Just go to his wallet.
Yeah, I had an 85 Thunderbird.
Those were the thing, though,
Turbo
back then.
Coupe. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And it was a 5-speed.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. And the headliner kept falling off the
and that's any car in the 80s.
Yeah,
you slam the doors like, what the hell happened?
And it had those weird plastic knobs, you know, like on the radio where they weren't round. They had the little groove in them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
As you exfoliate your fingers.
That was a good car. I put over 100,000 miles. That was my comedy car.
On a turbo.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, really? So you drive all over?
Well, that's why I worked a lot as a comic when I started because I had a car, and I was on time and responsible because.
Yeah.
All the headlines were in New York City, and they didn't have cars.
Yeah.
So I would do a lot of work in Connecticut. There was a guy named John Shule who used to book Connecticut.
Okay.
So at Rocky Hill, I was...
I heard that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steak and Sword, all those restaurants.
Oh, yeah, Steak and Sword.
Oh, my God. Right.
So I would do all those things. I would pick up the headliners in New York. You pick them up. The improv used to be on 44th and 10th.
Yeah.
So I'd meet me at the improv, pick them up. You know, we were chatting, we were driving back.
Great.
And when I would drive them home, I go, where do you live? What are you going to stop you and get a cab for? I got a car. Let me drop you
exactly,
off.
Exactly, yeah.
So they would say, send Adam. You know, I stuck to my time.
Yeah.
I was clean, and I picked them up, and that's how I worked.
Who were some of the headliners that you had that maybe we would know?
There was Bob Woods, who's since passed away.
Oh, Bob Woods. Remember him?
Remember
yeah.
Big Bob Woods?
Yeah, it was great. He did this great bit about the Honeymooners rolling a joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Woods. I remember him. I drove him. He was on Long Island, though.
Yeah.
But a bunch of the city guys. Patty Rossborough. We did a bunch of colleges with Patty.
Okay. So I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah, so that's I would pick up the all the city dudes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had a question for Adam regarding a car?
Yeah, we're in a golden age of automobiles right now. I mean, everything is just sort of phenomenal.
Yeah.
But when you're on Top Gear and you got into a car, are there any cars that genuinely just scared the bejesus out of you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was in a... They gave me a new Viper. I drove it across the country. We did it coast to coast, and they gave me a new Viper. And it's just nothing. That'll kill you quick.
Yeah.
They said they fixed the brakes. I don't believe it.
Right.
Really?
I did 147 through the tunnel. at the Continental Divide. And it's got those big wide tires on it, Fred.
Yeah.
And the other guy in the show was Tanner Faust. He was
Tanner Faust,
driver.
Right, in Rutledge.
He said, hey, man, because he went through it first in a McLaren. He did about $165 through it in a McLaren.
Yeah.
And he's a professional guy. He's like, hey, listen, man, this pavement ain't, this is not a runway.
Yeah.
You know, you catch an inside of that tire, you get thrown right into the wall.
And you're done.
So don't.
It wasn't built for smashing.
Yeah. He's like, don't get on this thing.
Right.
He said, okay, fine.
What the Jeep you had, man.
I dumped the clutch.
Yeah.
I did 157. I come screaming out of the tunnel like, right? So we set up the cameras.
That tunnel.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We set up the cameras, and he comes back. He's like, what'd I tell you? He goes, I go, what?
I can see him getting pissed.
He was angry.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, what did I tell you? He goes, I heard that thing. You were way over 100 miles an hour. I said, what the hell are you doing? You're going to catch. He's yelling at me.
Yeah.
And Rutledge, the other guy, looks at me and goes, you scared him, and this means he loves you.
That's awesome. Aww.
So yeah, that was quick.
When you're doing that, did it, like, just for a split second, did you think, if I don't do this right, I'm done? This is going to be my last moment.
Yeah, you don't really think about that. Like, I had a what was that? Oh, that the Bad Penny. It was a '68. It was a Restomod Camaro.
Yeah.
It was 68. It's a copper. It was on Hot Rod Magazine.
Yeah.
That's 750 horsepower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that
thing. It's like NASCAR level, isn't it? 750?
Thereabouts, yeah. 850, yeah. I think it's NASCAR.
Yeah, so that.
But
that,
in the ballpark.
You know, you dump the clutch on that thing, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know what's
like a space going off on an Apollo rocket.
Yeah, that car was kind of scary. But then there's cars you really connect with. Like, I had so much fun. We did an episode with the Appalachian Trail. I had a 99 Jag, an XJR.
Okay, I remember
with
that.
With the supercharger.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, some cars just fit. I mean, it's a Jaguar, so you're not going anywhere.
You're like, crazy.
The electrical system's going to, like, hook on you.
The time you did the one episode where you showed up with that Jeep on steroids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Brute?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that thing, and that wasn't even a supercharger one.
This thing would freaking, like, go up a mountain, like, straight up.
And I went up a mountain.
Straight up?
Yeah. I went through the Colorado River. It had a snorkel on it. And that wasn't even, the only thing about going up the mountain on that, because I climbed the rock hill with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a long wheelbase, so it was a lot of chatter in that.
Yeah. The look on their face when he rolled up in that was priceless. Yeah. Jaws dropped, like, what the hell is that?
I was supposed to drive a Ripsaw.
Oh.
That's a personal tank.
Yeah.
It's got two tracks.
Yeah.
And you sit in the middle.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
And they had it for
it's
me.
The tube frame is so cool.
Yeah. So I was going to drive the Ripsaw. And but what happened was, the one that we had scheduled, some guy in Dubai bought it for his kid.
Yeah. That's a birthday present. Yeah.
It's gone.
Hey, I'll buy a Ripsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice present.
Oh, my God. You got to check those things out. They're really cool.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, I don't know if he still is. Fred still in?
Are you still there, Fred?
Nope.
Fred? I'm hanging.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other Hennessy made us a Z28.
Oh.
Hennessy. Put a big cam in the thing with those giant lobes on it so it idle your fillings around. I did not connect with the car. I couldn't get past the electronics of the car. And that car with that, it didn't scare me as much as it pissed me off, because I couldn't get past the
babysitters. It became frustrating.
On it. Yeah.
Damn you.
Yeah.
Have you driven a Hellcat?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's got you can't get the horsepower down.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I was doing a bunch of donuts in it, and it's like the car was just yawning. It was just waking up.
Oh, yeah. You'll be doing like 50 and just punch it, and it'll start spinning the tires.
You can break them loose.
I got to borrow one once. Fantastic.
This car. Richard Petty gave us a 1,000 horsepower Challenger, the powder blue one.
Jesus. Okay, yes.
Yeah, we had
Petty
that
Blue?
One. Yeah, the Petty Blue.
Yeah.
And that was 1,000 horsepower in that car.
Damn.
Yeah. Fun.
That guy's badass.
Yes, he is. He's a
pioneer.
He's the king.
Yeah. It's back when they put an X tape the headlights.
Exactly. It was a real stock car, as how it used to be.
Yeah.
Stock car.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling. Fred, thank you. Adam, thanks for coming in, brother.
Good to see you. We were talking off the air about the Shelby event I did. So they were telling me race stories. And they took the 66 GT40 out of the museum.
Oh.
And I drove that. I only drove it 8 feet, but I drove it.
Technically, yeah, you did drive it, yeah.
Yeah, technically I drove it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the first time driving it on camera. It's right-hand drive. So the clutch catches way up.
Yep.
So I drive it. I get the second gear. Stop it. Get out of the car. The guys from the museum come over and goes, you did good. Most people stole it. So they told me the story when they were racing. It's 40 inches. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
But it functions better. I think when they're in the shakedown of the race, it's got to be like an inch higher. So they took pieces of wood and they put it in the springs so it would pass the shakes down. And as they're racing, the springs would chop the wood up, drop down, and
exactly.
Said, oh, that's genius.
Damn.
You got to stand on the seat to get out. You actually have to, like, to get out of those cars. You can't, there's no way you're going to get out. You have to actually have to, like, pull yourself
you're
up.
You're down, so.
Stand on the seat to get out. Yep.
Jeez. Adam, thanks for coming
good
in,
to see you, bro.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. Adam Ferrara.
If I don't
Mohegan
see you,
son.
Sweetheart.
Thank
yeah.
you.
All right.
Yeah.
The next time you're back,
she'll
probably be on a cutter.
God bless you.
Right. Come visit.
You know what we'll do? The next time you're back, we'll put you out in the boat and have you radio in.
I'm not going on the bowl, and I'm not going on the boat.
Come on.
Boss Keith's top five. What is this?
So I've been looking for a way to do this list the whole time, and I finally found a connection with the Avengers movie coming out.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So it is the top five most unnecessary sequels ever.
Oh, I like this.
Movies that they made sequels for that there was no need to make a sequel because the first one is either perfect. The first one either tells the whole story or
it's, what if it's a trilogy?
Well, I count it. Anything that's like a sequel or a third or a fourth or whatever.
Okay. Right.
So one of these is the fourth movie in a series.
So can we guess? Or you want to just...
You're never going to guess.
Oh, I can
Godfather
think...
Godfather 3.
No, I didn't put that on there.
Ghostbusters 2.
Godfather's 3 is not as bad as the
as
years have gone.
Yeah, I see. Because there's only five on a top five.
Yeah,
so.
But Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters 2 is unnecessary, but didn't make the top five.
Wow.
And it's sort of still a funny movie. That's a good Saturday afternoon TBS kind of movie.
Yeah, if you get to hear Jackie Wilson doing Your Love, it's taking me higher.
Gremlins 2.
Gremlins 2 could have made the list. It is so unnecessary.
So bad.
But a very funny follow on Twitter.
Jaws 2.
We'll get to Jaws in a second.
Ah.
Jaws is on the list. But not Jaws 2.
Oh.
No, when we went 3D, I was ridiculous.
No, that's not the one either. We'll get to it.
How about those Ernest movies?
Oh, come on. I love Ernest.
Come on.
I don't really count those.
Ernest was great.
I don't even count those as like movies. And I don't count like the Fast and the Furious either.
No. World was great.
No.
Jim Varney was God.
Yeah, that was funny.
And like, I don't count the Police Academy movies.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Those
the
stripes.
First one was good.
Oh, yeah.
They have more than one?
By the way, was this your meeting with Alan and Kevin this week?
This was 100% a meeting that a lunch meeting with Alan yesterday.
Because they've both been tweeting about it all week.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good giveaway, yeah.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
This is a this segment is a bigger part of my week than it should be. I'll be honest.
No wonder why I wasn't getting a lot of emails.
Hold that for 6 minutes.
All right. So number five is Staying Alive. This is the Saturday Night Fever sequel.
Yes.
So Saturday Night Fever is sort of a perfect movie for its time. It's serious. There's the disco element. John Travolta's becoming a star. But in 1983. 5 years later, they make a sequel directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Yep, who does a cameo in there.
Ah.
For no reason. Yeah.
Right, he just sees him as he's walking.
And it takes place, like, on Broadway. It loses kind of the whole element
he's
of that first
dancer,
movie.
He's a dancer, he's all ripped and cut. He's got the Olivia Newton-John friggin' headband on everything. And, like, it's all about, you know, like, dancing. And he's like a Broadway dancer now.
There was no reason to tell more of this story.
No.
The story was over, and then they moved it to Broadway. It's almost as bad as Grease 2, which didn't make the list.
Oh, should have.
But,
Zemed.
Similar idea. The story is over. There's no need to make this movie except to sell more like headbands and give Frank Stallone a song to write.
Frank needed to eat.
Right. Number four is The Hangover 2, which probably nobody has seen because Hangover 2. The first Hangover is awesome. 2009, really funny movie.
Classic. Yeah.
Kind of lightning in a bottle, right?
Right.
So Hangover 2 is The Hangover again. The same exact movie, but bigger.
In Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's three,
that's
I
three.
Think. There's three of them.
No, the second one
three
is
the giraffe.
Which was Ken Jeong, he was in a trunk and everything else,
Why? Well, this is much like Ghostbusters. You've made kind of a perfect comedy. Why do you need to make another sequel except, like, Bradley Cooper wants more money?
Right.
That's exactly what
right.
we're doing.
Yeah. Number three is similar to that. Three is Fletch Lives.
Oh, yeah.
So... Fletch, arguably one of the best comedies of the 80s. Chevy Chase sort of at the height of his career in 1985.
Right before it imploded,
Steak sandwich.
Right before it all
sandwich.
Goes to hell.
Yep.
Fletch Lives comes out in 1989. It is absolutely terrible, and it's like they took the original idea of Fletch was he's in disguises, but like it's more disguises. The whole movie's disguises.
Yep.
It's stupid.
Yep.
So stupid.
I agree. there was no need.
So angry.
There was no need.
The more he gets into the list, the angrier he gets.
Well, he's getting further and further towards number one.
Right.
Number two is what you said, but it's Jaws the Revenge.
Yes.
Which is the fourth Jaws movie.
Four.
Where now the shark is going after them.
Are you trying to say the second and third were okay.
So the third,
Miles AJ, better than this
AJ
one.
AJ made fun of the third, but the third, if you watch, there's some sort of kitsch value. It takes place in SeaWorld.
It's in 3D.
It's in 3D.
Yeah, at least
Dennis
like that.
Quaid's in it.
Right.
It's like the beginning of like the monster movies. They started doing on the
correct.
Sci-fi
but
network.
But when the shark is now after the family,
yeah.
she actually goes
it was
out
following.
To
learn.
Exactly.
That's yeah. the plot of the fourth movie. The shark
followed
follows them to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
like, what on earth?
Right.
Like, how did that pitch meeting go? Like, well, we need to make another Jaws. How about he's, like, mad and eats your other kids? And they're like, all right, we're in.
If exactly. we're going to film it, might as well enjoy where we are. Let's
exactly.
go to the Bahamas.
Right. And yeah. Michael Caine's in it. Somehow they convinced Michael Caine to be in this movie.
Well, that was early signs of senility with him, yeah.
And the number one most unnecessary sequel of all time is Caddyshack 2.
Yes. Not, oh, my God, Jackie Mason.
Not only,
Dan Aykroyd.
Not only is it a bad sequel,
it's
maybe the worst movie ever.
It usually comes up in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Worst movie
it,
worst
ever?
It might be the worst, like, mainstream movie. Like, okay. not something that just goes directly to video
so
or whatever.
So Glitter wouldn't count.
Right. I think it's worse than Glitter.
Wow.
I'll put Glitter in that category. I'll put Battleship Earth in that same category. I think this is worse than both of those.
Pluto Nash,
really? Showgirls, Pluto Nash. Like, this is worse.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase is in it for 2 seconds
right.
and is terrible.
Yep.
Bill Murray said no. Rodney Dangerfield said no.
Right.
And Dan Aykroyd plays like the fake Bill Murray character, but
right.
awful.
Right. And what's the name? Jackie Mason
is the fake Rodney Dangerfield.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is alarmingly not funny.
It's beyond watchable. I gave it like 5 minutes and I was like, no. I turned it off.
They did get Kenny Loggins back, though. He does the theme song, Nobody's Fool, for that movie.
Maybe the best part of the movie.
Right.
Yeah. If you blinked, you would have missed it.
If this movie comes on, do not watch it, ever.
No, it's time waster.
From 1988, yeah. I believe. The summer of 1988.
Just take a pill and go to sleep.
Phil?
There's a lot of missed opportunity on this list, which is upsetting because I know you only have 5 slots. But you should have at least made
Phil.
One of them Rocky V just to watch AJ
Rocky
Rocco,
five
number one.
Right.
He loves
was a
that.
Lot better than you thought it was.
Okay, see? You just have mm-hmm. to say the name and he'll go.
I mean, Rocky V is bad, but not
goes,
this bad.
Yeah, he right. goes back to his roots and street fighting.
All right,
awesome.
All right. And number two.
My ring is outside.
Is there are exactly. so many terrible horror movies that were sequels to decent or good horror movies.
I don't think Keith sees.
I
right,
see
I'm afraid of horror movies.
Same
I'm saying my
mission.
Have you
seen,
ever
like,
seen
any,
a horror movie?
The Exorcist and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Are you going to see The Joker?
I don't count that as a horror movie, but
it's
yeah.
going to be pretty scary.
I watched stupid Stranger Things like under my afghan. Just like a big pussy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I hate horror movies, but
thank
I had
you.
To watch it because of the buzz.
Thank
you, know?
You.
So much buzz, and I was like, ooh,
I found a brother.
Right, it's really a problem.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.